Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Biblezer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Professor Meir Litvak, Director for the Alliance Center of Iranian Studies at Tel Aviv University. Thank you very much for being with me.
My pleasure.
And the topic, Wednesday marks the one-year anniversary of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and reimpose sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Now, tensions appear to be rising. Professor Litvak, is there anything in particular about the developments over the last 12 months that strike you, or have things played out largely as expected?
I'm not sure it's a surprise, but the change in recent weeks about the tension in the military buildup or some military movements by the U.S. What was expected is that there will be tough economic sanctions against Iran, that Iran would try to isolate the U.S. or reach a certain agreement with the Europeans and the Chinese. Here the events were somewhat less successful than had expected, but developments in recent weeks are a turning point from the process which we have seen so far.
And specifically in this respect, there was a report today that Israel's Mossad spy agency recently transmitted information to the U.S. about an alleged Iranian plot to target American interests in the Middle East. Do you believe that we've reached a point where it's possible that Tehran lashes out in such a way?
I think the Iranians would be very cautious not to strike militarily against the U.S. That would be foolish from their point of view because the U.S. is much more powerful than the Iranians, and that would not succeed. But it's possible that they may have planned something, for instance, a cyber attack on American installations. The Iranians are too smart to operate directly against a power such as the U.S. Usually they either work by proxies or, again, they do covert actions through cyber and other means in order to avoid direct confrontation. I would say this would be a major change in Iran policy if they really opted toward a direct confrontation with the United States.
But through their proxies, for example, the Shiite paramilitary groups in Iraq, obviously tens of thousands of imported Shiite fighters in Syria, the ongoing war in Yemen, is it possible that Iran could plan something that would still give it plausible deniability?
Yes, you can carry out operations by Lebanese Hezbollah, which past did several things for Iran. And again, as you mentioned, various Shia organizations in the region that can operate and Iran can deny any responsibility for their actions, although we know that Iran is their major supplier, trainer, political guide, and very often strategic leadership.
My guest today is Professor Meir Litvak, Director for the Alliance Center of Iranian Studies at Tel Aviv University. Just a final question. I'd like to get back to the political dimensions. Iranian media reported today that the regime is set to reveal retaliatory measures against the U.S. for its pullout of the atomic pact. What do you think the mullah's next steps are?
Well, it's really difficult to say. They can, again, either declare, for instance, that they would renew some activity related to nuclear development, which is not directly direct violation of the JCPOA, but is something that's in the gray zone, and try to chip away from the JCPOA. This is one possibility. Another possibility is trying to do something to the oil market. Again, it is a very dangerous gamble, but who knows? Or that they would apply pressure again on their allies to do something against the United States. And of course, there's always the joker that they can pull out something that no one expected before.
Obviously, an interesting dynamic taking shape in the Middle East. Professor Litvak, thank you very, very much for joining the Media Line. I appreciate your time.
You're most welcome. My pleasure.
I'm Charles Biblezer, signing off.